Imagine having a magic seed that could grow into any plant you needed, an oak tree, a rose bush, or wheat for bread. Stem cells are essentially the biological equivalent of this magic seed. These extraordinary cells possess two unique abilities that set them apart from the other 210 cell types in your body. They can reproduce themselves indefinitely, self-renewal, and generate specialized cells for specific functions, potency. This remarkable dual capacity makes them both a reservoir of new cells and a factory for specialized tissue components. Your skin provides a perfect example of stem cells in action. That smooth surface you see in the mirror completely replaces itself every few weeks. Deep in the basal layer of your epidermis, stem cells divide asymmetrically. One daughter cell remains a stem cell while the other begins transforming as it moves upward, producing keratin proteins before eventually dying and shedding from the surface. This happens continuously, with 30,000 to 40,000 cells shed hourly. What truly makes stem cells special is their microenvironment, or niche, a specialized ecosystem supporting their function. In skin, stem cells associate with dermal papillae. In intestines, they nestle alongside Paneth cells. In bone marrow, they reside near blood vessels. These niches provide crucial signals, maintaining stemness through complex molecular pathways involving genes like OCT4, SOX2, and NANOG. What if you could reset any cell to its embryonic state of unlimited potential? This question drives embryonic stem ES cell research, one of biology's most powerful yet controversial tools. Derived from early embryos, blastocysts, ES cells can differentiate into virtually any cell type, a property called pluripotency. First isolated in mice, 1981, and humans, 1998, these cells grow indefinitely while maintaining developmental flexibility. When implanted into compatible mice, they form teratomas containing chaotic arrangements of tissues, from hair to teeth to neural matter. The controversy stems from their embryonic origin, requiring the destruction of human blastocysts that some consider equivalent to human life. These cells typically come from surplus IVF embryos that would otherwise be discarded, with the ethical debate centering on when personhood begins. Beyond therapeutic applications, human ES cells serve three valuable purposes: studying normal human development without experimenting on embryos, investigating cellular pathology and genetic diseases, and generating unlimited supplies of rare cell types for drug screening, potentially reducing animal testing. In 2006, Shinya Yamanaka made a Nobel Prize-winning discovery by introducing just four genes, OCT4, SOX2, KLF4, and C-MYC, into ordinary skin cells. He created induced pluripotent stem, iPS cells, that behave like embryonic stem cells. This breakthrough avoided ethical controversies while opening doors to personalized regenerative medicine. The true power of iPS technology is creating patient-specific stem cell lines, something therapeutic cloning approaches rarely achieved. Many lines have been established, including from people with specific genetic diseases. The key advantage is immunological compatibility. Cells differentiated from these lines would perfectly match their donors, potentially eliminating rejection issues in transplantation. Initially requiring skin biopsies, iPS cells can now be generated from simple blood samples. For clinical use, researchers are developing methods to reprogram cells without viral DNA integration, which can cause mutations or tumors. Despite enthusiasm from embryonic stem cell research opponents, iPS cells raise their own ethical questions about donor rights, genetic privacy, and potential misuse in reproductive technologies. Diabetes affects over 200 million people worldwide, with numbers expected to double within 25 years and costing $760 billion annually, making it perhaps the most promising target for stem cell therapy. The focus is on pancreatic beta cells, sophisticated glucose sensors that release precise insulin amounts in response to blood sugar changes. Without insulin, blood glucose rises uncontrollably, while the body cannot use this energy source, leading to complications including heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney failure, and amputations. The Edmonton Protocol, which transplants islets from deceased donors, offers a partial solution, but faces two critical limitations: severely inadequate donor supply, less than 1% of need, and the requirement for lifelong immunosuppression. Creating beta cells from pluripotent stem cells follows a five-step process mimicking natural development: endoderm formation, foregut specification, pancreatic bud development, endocrine precursor formation, and beta cell maturation. Current protocols produce immature beta cells, though implanting pancreatic bud stage cells into animals allows proper maturation over 3 to 4 months. Despite promising animal studies showing stem cell-derived beta cells reversing diabetes in mice for over 6 months, progress toward clinical application remains measured. Any stem cell treatment must demonstrate both superior efficacy and exceptional safety compared to current treatments that already offer near-normal lifespans for patients with good glucose control. Several stem cell therapies have been saving lives for decades, even as much research remains experimental. Hematopoietic stem cell transplantation, HSCT, is the gold standard therapy. For leukemia treatment, its primary purpose has evolved to destroying residual tumor cells through the graft versus leukemia effect rather than simply rescuing patients from harsh treatments. Advances in the 1980s enabled collection of stem cells from blood, replacing painful bone marrow harvesting. Cultured epidermis offers another life-saving application for severe burns. Howard Green's method expands epidermal stem cells from a small biopsy to cover the entire body in about 3 weeks. Despite its effectiveness, this therapy hasn't become widespread due to the rarity of severe burns in wealthy countries and lack of advanced facilities where such burns are more common. For corneal blindness, Dr. Michelle DeLuca developed a technique where limbal cells from a patient's healthy eye are expanded and grafted to the damaged eye, restoring vision. This addresses cases where the limbus is damaged, such as by chemical burns, and conventional corneal transplants fail because the cornea can't regenerate from its normal stem cell source. Medical advances now progress more slowly, despite increased funding, because translating laboratory discoveries to clinical treatments is complex. While biomedical scientists anticipate regenerative treatments for spinal injury and heart failure, progress will likely fall short of public expectations. Inflated expectations stem from financial incentives, ethical debates promising quick cures, and politicians viewing stem cell therapy as economic salvation. The California Institute for Regenerative Medicine exemplifies this, funded by $3 billion in state bonds, partly to bypass federal restrictions on human ES cell research. Hematopoietic stem cell transplantation offers valuable lessons. It succeeded without detailed mechanistic understanding, developed without modern regulatory oversight, and produced unexpected economic benefits. The roughly 20-year timeline between discovering bone marrow cells cured radiation sickness in mice and establishing human treatments provides perspective on today's research pace. We'll likely soon see clinical trials using pluripotent cell-derived beta cells for diabetes, cardiomyocytes for heart disease, and dopaminergic neurons for Parkinson's. Direct reprogramming shows particular promise, transforming fibroblasts or white blood cells directly into specialized cells without pluripotent stages, eliminating tumor risks. Stem cell medicine will evolve through careful science rather than revolutionary breakthroughs. While we should remain skeptical of miracle cure claims from private clinics, stem cell biology will ultimately transform medicine through persistent scientific advancement that gradually expands human healing possibilities.